finally Frackin' Friday!
For that actually means something to... I don't know anymore. Welcome to the 19th of March. Congratulations, everyone that survived being stabbed in the back 4 days ago. Is that right? Do the math. Three, the one. Yes, awesome. Good for you. Good for you. The folks that are here bringing to you today, you know, at geekradiodaily.com, would be the man who has only one question if you dare enter his workspace. That there. This podcast is Rick Siegfried.
So why are you here?
That's a fair point. Hi, everyone. I'm ready for the weekend, and you should be. The wonderful Billy Flynn.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. What happened, sir?
In 1474, the Republic of Venice passes the Venetian patent statute, the first patent law of its kind, not only in this world, but also Venus.
1800, Alexander Van Humpt and Amy Bompland capture the first specimen of electric eels during a 5-year expedition through the jungles of South America. Now, you can get them in any corner store.
What did they think before? Ah, these staticky water snakes are really jerks. 1831, the City Bank of New York becomes the site of the first bank robbery in United States history. Approximately $245,000 is stolen, and only a small portion of the money will ever be recovered.
Yeah, that's almost $7.5 million in today money.
Wow.
1883, John Matzlinger patents the first machine for manufacturing entire shoes, not just parts of it.
1895, Auguste and Louis Lumiere record their first footage, workers leaving the Lumiere factory in Lyon using their newly patented cinematograph.
1915, Percival Lowell captures the first photograph of the planet Pluto from the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, but it isn't initially recognized as a planet, nor is it now because science.
Boo. 1918, Congress establishes time zones and approves daylight savings time, which sure may have been important then, but is really just exhausting now.
1921, the silent film The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, directed by Robert Wien, is released to U.S. theaters. I could be wrong, but I dare say the first film with a twist ending.
Ah, true. And of course, perfected thanks to the delightful soundtrack provided by Valentine Wolf at most of cons near you.
Hear, hear.
1931, gambling is legalized in the state of Nevada.
1949, the first museum devoted exclusively to atomic energy in the U.S., the Atomic Museum of Atomic Energy, opens at the Public Ridge in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the town in which uranium-235 for the bombs dropped in Japan during World War II was produced.
1954, the first rocket-driven sled on rails is tested in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Before then, all of the rockets were only allowed in the back seat.
1958, Britain's first planetarium, the London Planetarium, opens in the west wing of the Madame Tussaud Wax Museum.
1972, John Vincent Atanasoff emerges as the victor of the protracted legal battle over the title of inventor of the electronic digital computer. A judge determines that his work had preceded and contributed to development of the ENIAC machine, whose inventors had previously been credited.
They were related to Walt Disney. 1973, Konami Company Limited, a leading developer and publisher of many popular anime series, slot machines, tokusatsu, toys, trading cards, and video games, is established. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, start.
1981, two workers die of asphyxiation and three others are injured during a nitrogen purge amidst preparations for a ground test of the space shuttle Columbia.
1986, IBM.com becomes the 11th .com domain to be registered.
Ooh, and sadly, just a few minutes after that, not before, sun.com becomes the 12th .com domain to be registered.
1996, Del Rey publishes First King of Shannara by Terry Brooks as a hardcover, a prequel to the original Shannara trilogy.
And shortly after that, Toshiba, a member of the consortium that invented the DVD disc format, releases its model SD3000 DVD player, which becomes the first consumer player on the market.
Just in time for everyone to go home and watch a movie since the eugenics wars ends the same day.
I don't know about you, but I think Khan is going to make the universe great again. 1997, Time Warner files a suit against CompuServe seeking $3.5 million for removing Time Magazine's online content in the middle of a 2-year contract initiated on March 9th, 1996.
1999, the science fiction television series Farscape premieres on Nine Network of Australia with the episode Premiere.
2003, Dr. Brian Rudenbush of the Wheeling Jesuit University releases a study entitled Effects of Video Game Play on Pain Threshold and Tolerance, indicating that video games can be an effective method of distracting patients from pain if not actually relieving it, which is probably helpful because then they won't feel bad about all of the bad things that they do because video games cause all of the problems.
2004 Focus Features releases the sci-fi romance Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, directed by Michel Gondry, starring Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet, Kirsten Dunst, Mark Ruffalo, and Elijah Wood, and is tremendous.
2008 GRB 080319B, a cosmic burst that is the furthest object visible to the naked eye, is briefly observed.
Up there, oh, damn sailboat. Birthdays?
When do I get to see the sailboat? Rachel Blanchard is 46 from War of the Worlds, the series, Road Trip, Without a Paddle, and Snakes on a Plane.
Jake Weber is 58 from Meet Joe Black, The Cell, Dawn of the Dead, that's the new one, Medium, and White House Down.
And was creepy as hell in Star Trek Discovery.
That's true.
Glenn Close is 75 from The World According to Garp, Fatal Attraction, Hook, 101 Dalmatians, Hoodwinked, and Mars Attacks.
Clarence Frogman Henry is 85, sang that song, Ain't Got a Home, that Sam does in The Lost Boys.
Oh. Ursula Andress is 86, from Dr. No, Casino Royale, The Fifth Musketeer, and Clash of the Titans.
1848, Wyatt Earp, an American police officer, and Kurt Russell imitator.
Hell of a mustache on that fella.
Right?
1894, Moms Mabley, an American stand-up comedian, a veteran of the Chitlin circuit of African-American vaudeville.
1916, Eric Christmas from the Andromeda Strain, the Philadelphia Experiment, Amen, Air Bud, Mouse Hunt, the principal from Porky's.
Yes, sir. Good job, sir.
And 1923, Pamela Britton from DOA and My Favorite Martian.
Who wasn't DOA, which was good. Huh.
On CBS, we've got the NACAB Basketball Championship first round.
ABC's got Shark Tank in 2020.
NBC has a new The Blacklist and a two-hour Dateline Nickelodeon Gas.
Fox has a new WWE for Lynch McGee.
Brother. On CW, new Who's Line, a rerun of Who's Line, and then the Magic Toilet on a new Penn & Teller Fool Us.
On the Magic Toilet. Freeform's got your Family Guy Marathon.
AMC has the Back to the Future trilogy.
FX Jurassic World. Fallen Kingdom.
FXX Simpsons Marathon with Warren Priests Part 1 and 2, Bart the Genius, and Bart the General.
Oh, that's a good one. That's season one right there. FXM Kingsman, The Secret Servas.
IFC, take your Dramamine, because they've got Cloverfield.
That is such a good movie. Oh, my God.
I love the movie. Don't get me wrong. I love, but it's shaky cam at its worst.
True, it's true. Well, you know, TJ Miller, what are you going to do? Sci-Fi Channel, Winona and the others prepare for a night of trivia in purgatory. But the night is marred by murder, mayhem, and brain sandwiches, you know, like at most trivia nights, on a new Winona Earp.
I think the reason the camera was so shaky was because C.J. Miller was constantly trying to grope people. And TBS has got the 2020 basketball tournament.
TNT also has it as well, because I can't say it the way you do. It's a shame.
Oh. Well, in case you're looking for something else to watch, True TV has the 2021 basketball tournament.
Thank God, that's finally on. Science Channel has the Unexplained Files, which I guess they're explaining, which kind of takes the whole point of it away. But tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. Having survived a kidnapping attempt in an international bride-slave trade scheme, restaurateur Samantha McCarthy and her husband David ignore FBI warnings and visit Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Friend of the show, Corin Nimick, Alexandria DeBerry, and Matt Sedano star in Deadly Excursion, Kidnapped from the Beach.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Kate pulls a prank that in typical TV fashion is hilarious to her, but hurts others. Time for a lesson to be learned. Chad and Stefano have an argument, but they are family. You know they will work it out. At least we have hope. If they listen to each other, they just might find peace under the gloomy celestial sphere. The miserable firmament. The cerulean welkin. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
I can't believe I forgot this item in my comments of the Universal City Japan menu. An E.T. sundae with chocolate crunch sprinkles? Chocolate crunch? Come on, people. Reese's Pieces are nothing. That is from Mad Psy. Possibly again. I don't know. Well, maybe Mars finally paid to have the damn M&Ms be there like they should have to start with. If you'd like to talk about that menu, because it's been the most popular topic of conversation lately, why don't you drop a note? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, send a voicemail, a text mail message. Just use the magical numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
And don't forget, we're playing Jackbox tonight and poker tomorrow night. Be there. Make it happen. And then you could ask me why we read that email twice. Or did we?
The Ideas Start Here podcast is a science-based, informative, entertaining view on immunizations and general health-related topics. Featuring me, your host, Jack Mankin. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. Or listen directly on your phone, computer, or any other device from the website www.stchealth.com.
Looks like you got the flu. Looks like you just got the flu.
The Ideas Start Here podcast.
Hi, this is Corin Nimick from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
You are. And if you go back enough episodes, you get the reunion show of Parker Lewis.
Huh? Right?
Quite a few episodes.
So yeah, 1 or 3,000.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Probably. Which ones actually got made, though?
Well, in limited release, we've got an unassuming British businessman, Greville Wine, recruited into one of the greatest international conflicts in history. At the behest of the UK's MI6 and a CIA operative, he forms a covert, dangerous partnership with Soviet officer Oleg Penkovsky in an attempt to provide crucial intelligence needed to prevent a nuclear confrontation and defuse the Cuban Missile Crisis. Benedict Cumberbatch, Rachel Brosnahan, and Marib Nynens star in The Courier.
Video on demand in a post-rapture world. An enforcer who prevents defections from the struggling populace discovers a VHS tape that proves the existence of a portal to paradise. He embarks on a journey to the door, evading vengeful pursuers along the way. Logan Stone, Jimmy Stanton, and Janelle Snow star in Exodus.
Cats are cute as all get out. I think we can all agree with that. We can also agree that they are jerks. But what happens when they use their evil powers for a good reason? Well, Svengoolie has such a tale. You see, a house cat sees her mistress murdered by two servants under orders from her husband and becomes ferociously bent on revenge. Were the cat's hypnotic eyes the lure that pulled five clever killers to their doom? Or was it some supernatural force, some irresistible psychotic compulsion? Find out when Andre Morel, Conrad Phillips, and Barbara Shelley star in 1961's The Shadow of the Cat, only on MeTV.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Warner Brothers and DC are making a new superhero movie about a character who gains super strength and stamina after taking a drug that wears off after an hour.
Oh, Crank 3, or is it some new character like Captain Meth?
Warner Brothers Pictures, Shernan Entertainment, and DC Films are developing a film adaptation of the popular Our Man comic.
Our Man, come together with your claw hands.
There are three different versions of the character in the comics, the first being a chemist, Rex Tyler, who creates the drug Moralco, which grants him super strength, speed, endurance, and imperviousness, but only for 1 hour.
Well, if it lasts longer than 4 hours... see a doctor.
The most popular version of the character is Rex's son Rick, who wears an hourglass that allows him to see exactly 1 hour into the future. Gavin Gimes' Neil Whitehammer will pen the script for this take, but it's not clear which version of the material they're going to use.
Because what guy can last an hour? Am I right?
The CW attempted to develop an Our Man TV series back in 2013. That version did not move forward. Suits star Patrick J. Adams played a version of the character through a guest appearance in DC's Legends of Tomorrow, while Lou Ferrigno Jr. took on the role in Stargirl last year. And if they don't cast the Our Man from Stargirl, be careful, because Daddy Hulk smash! We look forward to your slash fic.
Speaking of Hulk, remember when Hulk tracked Thor down to New Asgard in Avengers Endgame? The Green... not giant, but he encountered a god of thunder vastly different to the one he originally met. He also was reunited with Thor Ragnarok's true star, Korg, who was busy being trolled by Noobmaster69 on Fortnite.
That basement dweller with arms coming out of his butt?
There have been lots of fun theories relating to this mysterious gamer over the past couple of years, but a new promo from Xbox, hyping up the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, finally reveals their identity.
Please tell me they made it Stan Lee. Please tell me they made it Stan Lee.
Well, in a clip released for the upcoming Falcon and Winter Soldier, Anthony Mackie's Sam Wilson is shown talking to the same Apple Store employees Steve Rogers and Black Widow met in Captain America: The Winter Soldier. The two start off by discussing superhero stuff and, of course, the new Xbox. And the video ends with Aaron telling the Falcon that his gamer tag, which he may or may not have gotten from his cousin, is Noobmaster69.
A tech clerk is an online elitist? No!
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier stars Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, a.k.a. the Falcon, and Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes, a.k.a. the Winter Soldier. The pair, who came together in the final moments of Avengers Endgame, team up on a global adventure that tests their abilities and their patience.
Patience? Sam is going to win on that. On your left.
Now that we finally know Noobmaster's identity, he better hope that Thor does not find out. Because Noobmaster may talk a big game, but only if he is in a game. If he tries it for real, it'll be, well, another day, another Doug.
Zack Snyder's Justice League is now available for viewing on HBO Max, and whether you've been eagerly awaiting it, you're just mildly curious, that four-hour runtime means you need a good chunk of time to revel in whatever it actually is.
Well, if you play the slow motion scenes at regular speed, it's a tight 87 minutes.
DC knows that even in COVID times, finding that kind of time for yourself is tough, so they are here to help.
A viewing party with Wave Rider. You see kids in the comic, he traveled through time and was not a ship.
They are offering fans a fake doctor's note to excuse people to take the day off to watch the "We still cannot believe this is real" Snyder Cut.
Supporting this could pressure Hollywood to make the cat's butthole cut a reality.
The note shared by the Zack Snyder's Justice League Twitter account is a joke about how both the movie is a long thing and how the director's most passionate fans are expected to want to watch it a couple of times. At 4 hours, the Snyder Cut is one of the longest movies ever released by a major Hollywood studio.
Oh, so we're not counting the 30-day film Ambiance? The Heaven's Gate? The film, not the... Never mind.
The note reads, "To whom it may concern, please excuse, insert name here, from work/school/general activities, no matter how big or small, as he/she/they have a sizable obligation to watch Zack Snyder's Justice League several times. In case you were unaware, this is a massive, unprecedented event. All the best, Dr. Ryan Choi." And Choi, of course, is the current version of the Atom in DC Comics. Played by actor Zhang Kai in Zack Snyder's Justice League, his scenes shot for the original 2017 release of the film were cut, and his sequence of trying to master his powers was rather good. Turns out he just had to say, "Anuk Cha!" backwards.
Do you do coke?
No, I told you, I act this way because I'm weird.
No, I'm sorry, I meant the drink. Because if you like it a lot, Japan has a streaming service you will love.
Does anyone really want to watch that Coca-Cola Kid movie starring America's sweetheart Eric Roberts over and over and over again?
For 2,700 yen, or about $25 a month, subscribers get one Coca-Cola from any of Japan's 340,000 vending machines every day. Yep, you heard me. Every single day.
Well, that's a new way to pay to slowly kill yourself.
The new service is called Coke on Pass, and is the subscription addition to Coca-Cola Japan's Coke On app.
Looks like the 80s are back. Radical!
The drink company has been experiencing lower vending machine sales due to COVID-19, and this is a way to boost those numbers. Well, or at least they think so.
Someone also thought OK Soda made sense.
If your teeth hurt just thinking about this, remember that Coca-Cola Japan does make other drinks, including coffee and tea, so that could help limit the sugar, but not caffeine, intake. Either way, this gives you a chance to try various products, and if you don't like it, well, get something you want. Open your horizons, and you might find yourself in the age of Aquarius, cruising with Del Vale, but drink too much, and you'll start shouting, "Ayahuasca."
Oh, they can just put those on my tab. Now you can discover prehistoric life in ways never experienced before. At home, guided by natural history legend David Attenborough, discover fascinating worlds from the past millions of years in a way only possible with augmented reality.
Jurassic VR world?
No, it's museum, where long extinct things come back to life and roam the real world on your carpet in stunning augmented reality. Follow a fearsome saber-toothed tiger as he stalks his prey, soar around the room with a flying dinosaur, and discover one of the strangest sea creatures from over 500 million years ago.
Will they come alive at night? And is there a warning from Dick Van Dyke? Will Teddy Roosevelt ride a T-Rex?
This immersive educational experience brings you into the world of these long-lost animals. Search for the information points to discover more about the fossils and their incredible worlds, guided by David Attenborough, and including videos and photographs from across his career. The experience is entertaining and educational for the whole family.
Spared no expense.
Museum Alive brings scientifically accurate 3D models and animation of now extinct creatures to life in augmented reality. Combining realistic photogrammetry environments and full 3D ambisonic sound design, this experience immerses users in lost worlds of these ancient animals. Produced using Unity's latest AR foundation technology, Museum Alive's visual dioramas push the limits of real-time computation on mobile devices. There was an issue with a beta where one user sent an email saying he saw a black monolith in the app, and technicians tried to get more info, but the user's not been heard from after sending an email that simply said, "My God, it's full of stars." GRD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 963.0 license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at GeekRadioDaily.com. Always a good time. And yeah, by all means, apparently I forgot to read Bad Size email the other day, but still wrote it in the notes. So, oopsie. If you don't know this, we make mistakes. And if you don't believe me, why don't you subscribe to Patreon and find out when we release this weekend yet another Cutting Room Floor episode that you'll love and enjoy, or at least tolerate. And again, Jackbox...
I believe it was cut for time, not quantity or quality.
I'm probably just a slacker. Jackbox tonight, poker tomorrow. We'll see you there and see you again next week, because what the hell else are we going to do? Drop a note, podcast, geekradiodaily.com. Voicemail, text message.
510. G-R-D.
Peace.
What do you think?
It stinks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall, I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Canaveral, this is Farscape 1. I am free and flying.
Are you with me there, Mama Bear?
Oh, yeah, Farscape. I'm reading you loud and clear.
Authorizing flight computer to initiate acceleration sequencing now.
Roger, Farscape, you are go for insertion procedure.
Approaching maximum velocity in 21 seconds. Entering critical apogee phase.
Farscape 1, hold a moment.
Oh, Canaveral 1.
Meteorologist reports some kind of
electromagnetic wave. Repeat, some kind of wave. John, do you read me?
Yeah, I read you.
What are we talking about?
Canaveral.
John, abort.
Canaveral.
John, you have to abort. Abort now.